Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Story Weaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fleffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
All right. If there's anything you guys would like to do before everyone else falls asleep for the night, please do so now. Otherwise, we will go ahead and fast forward to the morning. You guys are the ones specifically around Ruin are kind of jolted awake as Ruin kind of wakes up in a cold sweat screaming.
I am going to frantically look around for Grim.
Yeah, Grim is right next to you, kind of nuzzling at you, trying to make sure you're okay.
Okay, I'm gonna pick him up and kind of clutch him to my chest and pat his head while I try to calm myself down.
What was that about? You all right?
No. Being eaten isn't fun.
Yeah. Oh, you're having a nightmare. It happens to the best of us.
No, that's not a nightmare.
What was it?
I mean, it's definitely not a good dream.
I mean,
it's a vision.
At that, he's just gonna kind of. I'm just gonna kind of take a step back. What kind of vision?
I don't know how to explain them. I grew up in the forest outside of Minzo Barazan. At first, they taught me about the world and taught me how to survive. Once I knew how to do that, they became warnings. Places I shouldn't go and things like that. And more recently, they've become far worse.
So you had a dream that you was gonna get eaten. Was any of us in that dream?
No, it was just me and Grim.
What ate you?
Hope, did you think I recognized the creature?
It looked familiar. I would say give me a history check.
I'm not great at this. 14.
Okay. With a 14, I would say one of the visions that you had previously as you were kind of trying to find shelter, you did see a very large creature kind of wandering through the woods. The vision itself wasn't clear. You're not sure of exactly what it is, but you are familiar that this is a hulking monstrosity of a creature.
Okay. So I don't know its name.
Correct.
I don't know what it is. It's gross and has a baboon head.
I mean,
and tentacles.
I never heard of nothing like that. DM, have I heard anything like that?
I would say no.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty bonkers right there.
I do have a question. What the hell is a baboon?
Wow, really? Like a monkey with a long snout.
What is a monkey?
Kazad kind of pipes up. He's like, I too would like to know what this is.
Yeah,
remember, not all of us lived up there. Well, okay, he did, but he's clearly under a rock as well.
What are you talking about?
I lived up there, and I know what a baboon is.
Yeah, but you just said you were from a forest, right? You think there are
monkeys running around up there?
I mean, aren't they above?
I'm from a forest overrun with undead.
Okay, whatever a monkey is, the undead version. I still would like to know what a monkey is and what a baboon is.
They're primates.
So points to Merlette. So he's a monkey.
Okay.
Okay, so here's how it works, guys. There's two different branches of belief, right? One, this group of people believes that we came from
all here, right.
And then this group of people.
Okay. What? All I have to say is I cannot. I am going to side with the side that says we did not come from weird evolutionary track, okay? The great gods put us here.
We came from chocolate. We were raised from the mighty cocoa bean under a blast of three suns.
Have you ever met a man named Willy? Willy Wonka?
Watch your mouth. We don't talk about him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read about him in a book.
No, we took care of him. Don't worry about all that.
Oh, good. He's a horrible man.
But you. Oh, okay, okay. Is parole officer or something?
Who? Me? No.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. Anyways. Giant monkey thing with tentacles ate you in your dream, huh? Well, I hope you feel better. I'm just gonna go over here. Hi.
Thanks. You're great at consoling people.
My mom said too. Sweet lady.
Zod's gonna kind of step over and like offer her a hand like up to her feet if she wants it, and he goes, for what it's worth, I'm fairly confident that we will be dead long before anything is able to eat us.
Thanks, man. Real vote of confidence.
That's
there.
That's not comforting either.
Alright, so
but
I don't know what...
thank you, I guess.
I don't care about the imaginary monkeys, whatever they are, or the lack of hope on this team. Let's just get doing this. I want out. I don't care about the rest, y'all. I want out.
What?
I do care about you in a way that I'd like to see you out, but I mean, I don't care what y'all think.
It's not that he wants us to die, it's just that he doesn't want us to be alive anymore.
I get it. Friendships and business don't work out too well.
Points over to Ruin. Well, technically, she's undead.
Why are you gonna call someone out like that?
Well, you can't unalive something that's already been unalive.
I think
right?
You all missed my point. I said I don't care about your feelings. I do care if we get out alive, okay?
I think he needs his nappy by. He's a little upset today.
Yeah, how about we all just hit the hay and then we'll break out.
I have
out
been
tomorrow.
Awake for so many hours. You have no idea.
Well, you do hear a little bit of shuffling over near Utekal. And you hear, I'm trying to sleep. Stop talking.
It's dumb. It's dumb, Ron. I ain't do nothing, man. Look, I took you still a long time. I'm sorry. God. Just move on. Night. Sweet
night.
Dreams. Give him a little kiss on the forehead.
He just... doesn't
right,
know what
you
to
may,
do.
You might care a little too much about you.
What did he do?
On the surface, that's how we tell our friends goodnight. You should go, you know, tell everybody else goodnight.
I don't remember this from my time on the surface.
Oh, it must be on different parts.
Well, with a negative one to intelligence, that's, he believes you.
All right.
Yeah, we will have everybody long rest for the night.
Yo, let's go.
I like to believe Ron and Sereth are just in that corner cuddling.
Absolutely not.
Oh. It's okay, it'll be in our fanfic.
Here we go. Let's zoom on in. Alright, so... Flaffle, you are the first to wake as you are right near the jail cell entrance. When you hear the door open and you kind of like open your eyes, adjust for a second, and you see Jorlin kind of approaching the cell.
Little Red One, please go wake your friends up.
I mean, you could just talk.
About?
Oh, all sorts of things.
You... I'm confused. Do you not want out of here?
Oh, I do. Absolutely, I do. But that's just the beginning of things.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have dreams. I have plans. And so I'm wondering, Mr. Jorlin, would you like to walk into a new world with me?
He chuckles and kind of just pats you on your head through the bars.
Don't give up that hope, little one. Mm.
Same goes to you, friendo. There will come a day. There will come a day where you can join me. Remember this.
If Apple gets up and runs over to wake up Champra, Ront, Tekel, Merlet, Darendel, Topsy, Jim Jar, pretty much everyone but the drow in the cell.
I'm sorry.
Make a perception check.
Is Flaffle a cult leader?
Not yet. 11.
With an 11, even with an 11, as you're looking out into the open area right here, past the stalactites, you start to see this beige, almost goldish, like, gas begin to fill the room.
I pause. Is Jorlin still there?
Yes, he just turned around to go inside and get the other guards.
Oh, would Flaffle know what this is?
No, you would not. You've never seen this before.
Okay. Has Jorlin stepped away too far that he can't hear Flaffle?
No, he can hear you.
Mr. Jorlin?
Yes.
What is that?
Looks over. I'm not sure. I've never seen that before. I guess you see all kinds of things down here. I just never seen it before. Probably will pass through.
Okie dokie!
And I proceed to start waking people up.
Okay.
Except for the drow.
I thought we were building a friendship.
Flaffle has a chip on his shoulder.
But I hate drow too, Flaffle. Don't hate me!
As everybody begins to wake, see your, except for the three drow.
Four.
You see four. You see Stool kind of walk out into the middle of the room again and begin to shake. And then runs back over to Ivan.
Does that wake me up, him running up and down me?
I would say that would wake you up.
Wake up. I didn't get left, did I? Oh, no, thank God.
Lazy Leia belts.
Merlin, head, you're here.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get everybody on the network.
Oh, perfect. Well, while we're here in the Verizon network, can you hear me now?
Good. My people like to call it the store network.
I don't feel comfortable.
That's what us COVID is called, our poop chambers.
Okay, I see where I have been mistaken.
Merlet is gonna
judge Kazad, despite me not wanting
I'm just gonna kind of sit up and blink a couple of times, and I'm like, is it time?
Well, while all of you were sleeping, I have already made deals with Jorlin. Things are taken care of. Also, there's this funky yellow mist out there now. But I've been told not to worry about it. Shit's just weird.
I'm going to walk up to Merlet real quick.
Yes.
Hey, bud, you mind if I borrow that arrow real quick?
I'll give you one of them.
All right, just a quick second.
That is called a bolt, sir.
Potato, potato?
Shut up.
No, potatoes are potatoes. Bolts are bolts. Arrows are arrows.
Are potatoes potatoes, then?
I don't know what that is. But once I get my book back, I'll find out.
I will shake Ruin awake and...
I was already awake, wasn't I?
Aren't you one of the drow?
I mean, does Flaffle count me as a drow? Because...
You got the ears.
Pretty sure he said he woke me.
Did Flaffle?
If you're awake, then he'll just be like...
People goes around and wakes everybody up.
Well, Flaffle would have broken Ruin, I would say. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Everybody's up. Teak was just going to go ahead and draw the floor plan for the guard tower that he was able to see.
I'm going to get you off the stuff is what I'm trying to do. And start divvying it out.
Yeah.
So, everyone's awake.
Just so everybody knows and we all on the same page, this is what I was able to remember from what I saw while we was in there. Alright, so we could plan around that. And he just draws in the dirt the a general layout of that building that we were in. And yeah. This one.
Okay, so what's the plan?
I don't know, honestly, you said, and he sort of leans down and whispers, you said you had bombs, yeah? You had the TNT things? You go boom.
That's right. I've got a plan. Do you want to hear Flaffle's plan?
As long as it involves leaving them a message.
Oh, it most certainly does.
Ruin, do you look out
into... I don't want them to forget about us when we leave.
But Flaffle will only out into kill here? You.
Yes.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
Do you recognize the gas?
What's the gas?
It was in your vision.
Goldish
beige, almost like translucent gas.
Then would I recognize it as Tendisk spores? Or was that... a mix of all the spores? Oh, it was something else.
Great. You weren't sure of where it came from or what originated or where it originated from, but
No. I am backing away from that with a look of utter horror on my face and pressing myself up against the wall back there. Fuck no, fuck that. Fuck you guys.
Well, that was weird. So anyway, here's Flaffle's plan.
Huh, that's helpful. Right,
put it on
okay.
Me. Lay it on me.
Okay, I'm only going to tell you.
Hold on, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, you're in on this. Small like us.
Scoot over.
Everybody under
Ruin.
3 foot has to stick together, all right?
Exactly.
Agreed.
I beckon Shampra.
Set suit down. Go over to your short people.
But
no. It's an infiltrator.
I want no.
Oh Oh, okay. I guess you don't want your short people and they don't want you, so you can stay with me.
Just to throw it out there, how many people under 3 foot are in here? Well, gosh, never mind. It won't work.
Pretty much so, everybody in the party is weirdly under 3 foot. I don't understand why, but I feel kind of like I got left out of a planning thing.
Yeah. This group here is all under 3-4 feet.
Nice.
Oh, we're missing this group. This group, especially these two, are medium, borderlining on large.
Okay, so the plan is when we get out of here, we split apart from the tall people and they are on their own.
All right.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, perfect. All right, yeah. Step one, we get to my bomb. Step two, we blow open the window on the second floor.
Why don't we just open it?
Flaffle.
Hello.
As you are explaining this, a loud shriek can be heard. You start to hear alarms, like makeshift sirens going off.
God damn it, I think Jarlin sold us out.
You start to hear buzzing. As off in the distance, you see demons, or what look to be these flying creatures chasing after one another.
Or new plan. We improvise, and Fluffle runs for the gate.
I'm right behind him.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we are going then.
I just sort of scream out towards Ruin. Right, we gotta go.
I'm gonna look back at Ruin. Like, are you coming with us, or would you like to hide in the cell?
I don't want to get eaten, but I don't want to get left back here. So I guess we're going.
Sweet, awesome. Don't Let's worry. Go.
If you die, I'll eat you. And Fluffle runs out of the gate.
Please make me exempt from that list.
I'm fine with being eaten.
We can't let good meat go to waste.
There's not a lot of meat on me, but I'm fine with it.
All right. So, as you guys rush over there and begin to look, you actually do see Jorlin in here. And he's... What are you doing over here so early?
Oh,
and then
well,
the alarm starts
chaos.
To reach that... stalactite.
Yep, that right there.
Yep.
Oh.
You can still come with us, friend.
I have... What is going on?
It Revolution. Would seem that we are under attack.
Divine intervention.
Not or so you divine. Hear,
you guys hear what sounds like one of the most piercing screeches you have ever heard.
Up the stairs, get my gear.
All right.
Yep, same.
I'm gonna yell out of one of the windows. Prince Durandal, please get your giant ass over here. We're going.
Very well. And everyone else begins to run out of the cell as well.
Yep.
So, as you guys are kind of equipping yourself, taking off your shackles, kind of getting everything ready, trying to do it as quickly as possible, you can hear screams outside. These creatures are not only fighting each other, but they are also fighting what sounds to be like the guards of the outpost. You do occasionally hear the splat of a body onto the ground.
Nice.
Jorlin also kind of looks around and says, well, if you're going to get out of here, do so quickly. I need to go see what's going on.
Or you come with.
I cannot leave Mr. Silvara.
Break your shackles, friend! She would abandon you!
As that may be, little one, the only way y'all will get out of here is if I do this.
Okay, but remember what we talked about. You stay alive now.
Not to put too fine a point on things, but she would absolutely abandon you to death, and you might stand a better chance getting out of here with us. I won't stop from going, but just throwing it out there. That matriarch doesn't care about you. There's no sense in sacrificing your life for her.
As I am aware of that, I do still care for her. And out the door he goes.
What a simp. Anyway, Flapple starts pulling out his sticks of dynamite.
I'm going to start planting them around the window. We're clearly in a different situation right now.
Yeah. Hear me out. So, DM? Question for DM?
Yes.
How high are we compared to this ground over here?
Over here? You are 100 feet in the air.
Right. So, I'm sorry. I had a brain fart. What did we say our plan of escape was? What were we going over here?
Sereth will speak up. West. The easiest way would be to climb down this ladder right here.
Well, past the giant spiders. Hello.
Okay. Brave the spiders and land in the water.
Bubble stops for a second, gathers up the dynamite, runs out to the bridge.
Oh god.
Down there?
Hold up. How much rope do we have?
You would have enough.
Flaffle pulls out a torch.
Why don't we just tie rope together?
All right, hold on. Flaffle, you are lighting a stick of TNT.
Nope, torch.
A torch, okay.
Yeah, I'm also going to move out. And can I sacred flame it as well, the webs, to just help the burn go faster?
Burn it away.
Yes, you can.
I'm guessing that's what Flaffle's doing.
Yep, Flaffle lobs the torch under the web.
You do see one of the spiders come out, see this going on, and immediately dash underneath here and over to the fight.
That's right. You remember Flaffle, you big bitch.
Just going to go help its drow buddies.
Not worried about you.
Correct.
All right. Can I make an intelligence check to see if I would be able to survive jumping into the water from here?
Yeah, you may.
Okay. Not very intelligent, so. That's a 9. That's good. Oh, wait. It's guidance. Water. Guidance. It won't help too much, but it might.
Oh, good, guys. I'm 1, 10. Fairy.
Woo. Well.
10?
You also have a fly speed, dude.
Yeah. 10?
Yeah,
what is 10 gear?
It's a 50-50 shot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Are there any large rocks or bricks around?
Sereth will speak up. All right, here's what we do. If y'all want to get out of here, climb down the ladder.
Jumps into the water.
Even without... Okay.
Flaffle follows Ivan because Ivan's going to break the water tension on the way down.
Yep. I'm already a healing spell for the moment I take damage. That's a held action. Just like holding it above my own head, like, wait for it.
All right. Because
Zod is going to just step over here and like nod to Sereth and motion to the ladder and go, after you, sir.
Oh, you're lost. All right. So the way this is going to work is Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Stool will jump off at the last second. So Stool will be fine.
Sweet.
I need you to make an acrobatics check.
I'm not bad at that. All right, well, yeah, that's...
Just watching all this go down.
Okay.
Yell at Soot. Help action, Soot!
Remember to
kick your foot before we'll give you the help action.
Oh, you're so helpful. Pushes me faster so that I break the water faster. Just like, ah!
Pat, you still have guidance up, too.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's an 8 plus 3 for a grand total of 11.
11? Okay.
Better than a normal 8.
Yes, it is. However, you were still dropping 100 feet into the air, and you don't know how to break your fall.
This is going to hurt.
So... you do have your held action, which I will, I understand where you're going with this. So, as you hit the water, I will say make a constitution saving throw. This is to see how well your body can take the damage.
Oh, shit, that's a 19. I may be dumb, I may not be dexterous, but I can take a hit because I'm used to abuse.
Damn, you think? Jesus.
It's not every day you see a drow belly flop.
That's all you hear is just pop. Floats in the water for a moment.
Cutball lands on you.
So, because you rolled a 19, you take half damage. I rolled 10d6 and I rolled a 40.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh my god.
Yeah,
oh, that's like enough to kill you.
That is enough to kill me.
But
it's halved, so you have 20, correct?
I have 10 health, man.
Oh. Yikes.
Yep. Oh, Ivan is dead.
I will say, Tekel, if you would like to use your reaction to Tekel's try back and help. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
I'm just playing.
Oh, man, I made this decision.
I am going to use my reaction to help him.
Okay.
What can I do? he's going to fly down and... I hate you for this. He's going to fly down and attempt to try to, like, lead off some of that momentum that he has from falling.
Okay.
Your belt thing, like grabbing him by the belt and just like trying to pull him up as he's falling.
Yeah.
You see him almost the light about to leave his eyes. You quickly fly down there. I need you to make a strength check.
Oh, God.
That's my dump step.
It's all right. Intelligence is my dump step, too.
Oh, my God.
All right. Can I have Grim go help me?
I will say, what is your strength?
11. My strength is 12.
Okay. With an 11, I will say, roll a d6, and this will reduce the damage.
Yeah. 3.
Whoop.
I'm still dead.
No, I think you just knocked out.
You're just unconscious.
Okay.
Right? It's not double.
Yeah. So, you hit the water with Tekel barely able to pull up. The healing spell goes off, and you realize, oh, fuck, I almost died.
Oh, shit.
Are you okay, mister? What is the matter with you? There's a ladder right there.
I thought I'd make it.
And you should just see Kazaa.
There's a red blur
going down, like, right behind Seraph, going down this ladder.
Yep. The drop with the ladder is only 20 feet.
Yeah, I'm following Kazaa.
Fafa followed me. He's alive.
Gotta break your word. Did you jump off? Suffered. Yes. The water tension has now been broken. Therefore.
Logically, that works.
All right.
Logically, that
make an acrobatics check.
With advantage, because Flaffle understands how water works.
Ruin, I would say, because so Tekel, you're helping Ivan. Ruin, I would say you could have Grim help Flaffle.
Flaffle is also going to be casting guidance on himself as he falls.
Oh, thank God, two people
have
guidance.
Use Bardic Inspiration. That's fine.
Grim just
you can do
Grim
that.
Grim is just like flapping his little wings.
All right, so that's a 17 for Flaffle.
All right, so 17 for acrobatics. So yes, the water has broken. You understand this concept.
Fluffle goes now in straight as a board.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw with advantage.
This is where he gets a nat one.
It's advantage.
Oh, I've seen double nat ones before.
I feel like if you roll a double nat one, it should be a crit. Like the good kind, though. Because, I mean, you know how hard it is for that to happen?
It's a 14.
Okay. So, I would say it will be reduced, but you are going to take some damage.
Oh, no.
It's all right. I got some healing still. I'll get you.
What a... You seemed so smart on that cell. You were so smart in that cell. I don't know what happened between crossing that bridge. Y'all huffing that dust? Is that what's going on here?
I thought I could make it. Flaffle. I wasn't wrong.
How many hit points do you
have? You were wrong.
10.
You take exactly 10 points of damage.
You're joking.
I'm like, as he hits the water, see, he followed me too, as he surfaces belly, like, face down. I just tap. I just tap him with a healing with one of my with just like a little bit of healing, just like boop. As he gets up.
What do I heal for?
Just 1 point. You left me to stay asleep.
Hold on. Ruin, roll a d6.
Roll a
d6? Yep.
Oh, I guess I could healing word you. Helper. I could healing word you.
5.
Okay.
Nice.
So, that reduces it to 8. Or to 7. 7 points of damage.
Oh.
Oh, then I don't need to heal.
You're okay. Correct.
I just pull him up out of the water.
You know what?
Flavel goes into the water, comes out, and starts immediately swimming to shore.
You see Shampra immediately crawl down, everybody jump down into the water, and immediately start swimming to you.
Are you stupid? What is the matter with you?
I'm alive.
So I will say, those of you that took the ladder, no need to roll.
All
right. God has a magic.
Everybody else can swim. All right. So, as you're crossing, the last person to drop is going to be Darendel. There are 4 Quaggoths that have broken free from this cell over here that are now running towards him.
Pretend like you're one of them.
So,
Darendel, jump! We'll save you!
I mean, yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna roll something for Darendel. However, Tekel, since you are flying, I need you to make a perception.
It's my perception. Hey, march it. Alright, +4.
Oh my god.
I don't like the sound of that. I didn't even roll yet.
15. Okay.
If I see this happening, can I shoot at them?
You can if you would like. But I would say at that split second, you do see them jump him. Every single one of them miss.
Wow.
Just jumps into the water.
All right, so I stayed behind specifically for this reason. It has happened twice to me already. Tekel is going to attempt to... Jesus Christ, he's big. Yeah. Help. He's just going to go, feet first. Feet first.
I'm
going to give him a fucking bardic inspiration.
I'm going to prep a Spare the Dying. I'm going to swim into the water a little bit because I have a 30-foot Spare the Dying.
Remember, he is a Quaggoth.
I don't know what that means.
It means he's tanky, boy. He's thick.
Okay.
With extra CK.
With 7, that's not going to do good.
He has a 1d6 for Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
As Tekel just yells, feet first!
Alright, so he did not make his constitution for you.
Oh, no.
It's okay. I got this boy.
Just like... Why is everybody jumping off?
I mean, he was the only one that probably had to. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
But you see him surface and say, we need to move!
Oh, the boy's alive. Oh shit, he's thick as fuck. Okay, let's go.
You're a king, sir! A king!
Well, actually, he's a prince.
Prince,
I will be king soon! Tekel, what was your... It was a 15, correct? Perception check?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you do start to see the ooze in the water start to move towards y'all.
Get the fuck out of the water!
We got that ooze coming.
You
laughed at us for jumping. Now look at you.
That ooze is on the way, guys.
Where my voice is.
60-foot sacred flame it. I'm a sacred flame it.
Okay.
It's a dex saving throw. 14.
Ooh, yikes! Not good.
Set this thing on fire.
That's gonna... Oh, Lord have mercy, that's a 6.
Holy burn!
I'm gonna say it was a crit.
It did bullshit damage, too.
Two? Okay.
Enough to remind it that I'm boss.
Enough to remind it where you are, and it's going to start moving towards you.
Good. Wait. Not good. Run!
Okay. Can Tico fly, like, over it?
Yeah.
And, you know, just start talking mad shit. Sorry, I've never used Vicious Mockery before, so this is going to be a little weird for me. All right, you big pile of shit, come over here. I'm the guy you want. And, yeah, Vicious Mockery.
Okay.
Wisdom save.
Wisdom save.
Doesn't it only work on creatures with a certain amount of intelligence?
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah, yeah.
Does it?
If it can hear me. It need not understand you.
Oh, okay.
It's just the sound of your tiny little chocolate tear voice annoys it.
Yep.
Yeah. He hits even with my brownie aura.
I would say even with a... That's what it is. With a one intelligence, I would say it could pick up on the smell of brownies and start to move your way.
Swift toll of the dead.
I'm over here, you big galook.
All right.
Oh.
Everybody is able, thanks to that, to make it to shore. As you guys make it to shore, you see something fallen, especially you, Ivan.
Great. Awesome. I love being told. Oh, God! Kazan, save me!
You guys see this gargantuan, or not literally gargantuan, this large creature. Bird-like features, feathers for wings, a demonic-like presence can be felt. It is almost crushing. I need everyone to roll initiative.
God, who played with the Ouija board?
Sorry.
Holy owie. Shit, that's a 19. I'm so scared, I'm out of there, lickety-split. I'm just fucking gone. I'm like, nope.
I got a 19 on initiative, too.
Kazan, save me! What's your dex? Because mine's 2, unless you want to do rollsies instead of doing the dex method.
I got a nat 1.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I have a plus 2 to my to dex initiative. As well. So,
okay, so rollsies, then.
All right.
1d20.
One day, I will play a class with a good initiative. One day.
6.
I miss my rogue.
I think that's cop.
So you get to go first, Pat.
Honestly.
This isn't good. Right. I don't want to go first.
5.
Just kidding, I do. I want to get the hell out of this fucking spot. It's so
initiative
fast.
Tracker.
5.
I rolled a 15.
As this thing stands there, the NPCs are going to make a dash for this exit here as Shushar starts to run and yells, "Oh, we're about to go this way! I know where we're going!"
I yell at Prince Durandella Rod, "Pick me up, please! Take me away!"
So I will move them on initiative count 20, so...
I'm relying on you, Durandell. Pick me up, you bastard. No, get the hell out of here. What are you doing? Stop just standing there. Get out of here. Get. No one loves you. No, I'm just...
Oh, no. You would stay there. Okay. Durandell is going to, with his strength, if you allow him, will pick
you
up.
I will 100% allow him to take me away like the princess I am.
And you guys will move there. Kazad, will you let Ront?
Real defiance of Drow society right there.
repeat that?
Kazad, will you let Ront pick you up and take you?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Drow are just like, take me away.
Send it, big guy. Send it. All right. So that leads us to the top of the order, which is Ivan.
Sweet. all the drow just secretly want to be princesses. That's all I gotta say.
Ivan, you did roll above.
I did. Gazzot, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 It's me then him. I'm going to.
Oh, thank fuck. And I still rolled a nat one on fucking D&D Beyond.
All right. Well, I am going to toll.
I feel that.
Toll of a dead. The big.
Oh my god.
Toll of a dead. That guy. That is a wisdom saving throw, please.
Wisdom saving throw.
DC 14.
Eight, not bad.
That is a 16.
Fuck. All right, I don't think it takes any damage. Yeah, it doesn't take any damage. Well, okay. Bonus actions. Do I have one? A bonus action. Is that a touch or is that 30 feet? 30 feet? Oh, that's my last spell slot. I don't want to do that. Yeah, no, that's it for me.
Okay. Kazad.
I mean, I don't really have any ranged stuff right now, so I'm just gonna kind of shrug and look at everyone and be like, might be a better idea for us to just fucking leave. And I'm going to use my movement speed 5 and 15, 20, 25, 30. I'm leaving. I'm not trying to fight this thing right now.
Okay. Next up.
Movement speed is what I could have done.
Merlette.
So, question. Can we... Yep. Does it look like we can fight this thing?
Make an insight check.
What?
Prepare for the hardest no you've ever gotten.
18.
18?
Yeah, 18.
This thing looks like it's on its last leg, but is paying more attention to what's going on above you than you guys. It did kind of look the way of Ivan for a second, but not taking any damage, it kind of turned its way back.
So... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. That's as far as I can go. Take a shot at it with my bow.
Okay.
Twenty-two hits. 7 damage. And I don't get my sneak attack, but that's okay.
7 damage. Okay. It does take the bolt. Or you have a crossbow or a bow and arrow?
I have a bow. Short bow.
Short bow? Okay. It takes the arrow and now is paying attention to you.
That may not have been the best idea.
Oh, you must look tastier than me, Merlette.
However, right. It does look like it did do some damage.
All right, end turn.
Okay. Next up, it is its turn.
Thanks.
Okay. It kind of shakes. It is going to fly over here and land. And it is going to make two attacks. It is going to bite at you, and then it swings its talons at Ron. Does a 19 hit, Merlette?
Yeah, 19 hits.
It's all right, buddy. I got you.
Take 6 points of piercing damage. I'm sorry. Take 9 points.
9? Okay, 9. I'm down.
Okay.
Whoa.
And then
Level one, man.
Level one!
Oh, God.
Sorry, I've got Spare the Dying, and I've got another... I got another heal readied up, so I can either heal him, Spare the Dying, or whichever.
I have plus four to medicine.
That will hit.
Yeah, but I have an infinite Spare Dying, so I can just pew pew. Once it's my turn, that is.
Alright. Ront takes it, but is now not looking good.
What's that? Plus six, Ruin.
Alright, next up is going to be that's Tequil and Flaffle, whichever one of you would like to go first. Shampra is going to move and try to push you as far away from this as you can, Flaffle. So if you are going to allow him, he will pull you over this way.
You don't mind? You mind if I go first real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Try this out again. Vicious Mockery. That's what I'm all about. Hey, ugly, demon bird fish. Parakeet-looking purple guy. I'm bad at this, guys. I can't talk shit. It's a wisdom
bullshit.
Saving throw.
Bullshit.
Look, I can't. However, I can talk shit, but, like, it's not PG.
He rolled a nine.
All right, you're gonna take a mighty, mighty one damage.
And like, something else happens to him.
Yep, disadvantage on his next attack roll.
Okay, what kind of damage?
Psychic.
That is not all that happens to him.
Oh.
As you guys are now realizing, you are fighting in this mist. We are going to see what happens.
Vicious Mockery as well?
It's a cantrip.
Yep. It is. Yeah.
Okay. Since it was only one. Oh, let's see. I will. No.
He heals to full.
Alright.
That would suck.
I will roll a D100.
No!
Oh god, wild magic. Why do I feel like it's wild magic? It's wild magic, yeah. I love wild magic. By the way, if Ivan dies, I'm bringing in a wild magic sorcerer. Just saying.
No!
Honestly, if Tequil dies, I'll play a wild magic sorcerer too.
Oh yeah. My god, I hate all of you.
I'll be the unconventional wild magic barbarian wild magic sorcerer. That way, if I run when I run out of spell slots, my wild magic doesn't end.
Let's do it.
Alright, so. Does anybody speak Abyssal?
I do.
Hold on, I might.
No, I don't. I thought I did.
No one?
I might. Hang on.
Speech.
I should have cast that when I woke up.
Comprehend languages.
Oh, yeah. Start doing that with these ritual spells.
I should have this one. But I had this one. Why do I not have this one?
You still looking, Matt?
Yeah, I'm not seeing where my languages are, but...
Are you on the computer?
Yeah, I'm on the computer.
Yeah, it's in the same column.
There it is. Yep, I do speak Abyssal.
Aha!
Nice.
You tell hear this creature think. Saying... Manamana. Mama, manamana.
Is that what it translates to in English?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Oh man.
Okay.
However, Merlette, I'm sorry, Merlette is down. Yeah, nobody else would be looking at it, so. No, so, Ivan would be. Ivan would be.
What am I doing?
Make an insight check.
I mean, I attacked it.
That's a natural one.
Damn. Learn even less about what this creature is doing. In fact, I would say, in trying to understand it, you yourself will take psychic damage. You take 3 points of psychic damage.
Ivan is just staring like Ront did with the drool coming out of his mouth. Trying to understand this.
Ivan, I need you to roll a D100, please.
Oh, sweet lord, have mercy on my drow booty. Wild magic sorcerer, here I come! That is a flat 50. Flat 50.
Flat 50. Alright.
Turn blue.
I'm already technically blue! I'm like a weird blackish blue.
You get bluer.
Story.
I get bluer. Hey, all just right. Like the Willy Wonka story.
Hey.
What happened to me?
Add this to your flaws for now.
Oh my god.
Description.
Oh, temporary madness.
Background's scary.
And then I need you to roll a d10 for me.
Okay, 1 second. I gotta add that to your. Oh. Yes. Awesome. I am going to enjoy myself with this. And I gotta roll a D10, you said?
D10.
Awesome. Okay. Rolling that D10. Rolling. It's an 8.
Okay. Very well. I will say with this damage being taken, the creature kind of woozies a bit and then begins to fly away.
Whoa.
There's anything you guys would like to do?
Absolutely there is.
Yeah.
Pointing
is there
at
a rock nearby?
Ront is nearby.
Nice.
No, a rock. Nice. A stone.
A rock.
Let me use my bonus section.
Perfect.
Let Tico
use his bonus action first.
Oh. It's literally. I didn't finish.
Go for it.
I'm just gonna give Ron Bardic Inspiration, so he has a D6 that he can use for his ability check, attack roll, or save and throw.
Perfect.
I'm just over here yelling in gibberish.
I don't know what you got going on, Ivan.
All right, Flaffle.
Okay. Flaffle's going to look at the stone on the ground and cast Catapult on it and send it hurtling at the beast. I need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Very well.
You have flanking? Oh, never mind.
Very well. Oh my god. 4.
4?
Yes.
Hot dog.
Oh shit.
Alright, so that rock is gonna smack that bitch right in the side of the head for 17 damage.
Whoa.
How do you want to do this?
Alright, so as it's like getting ready to flee, Ron's getting ready to smack it, you just see a pebble just poof, right through one eye socket, right out the other.
Hey adventurers, thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.